la 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 la
Приветствуем всех товарищей мирового кли. Сегодня с нами дежурят десятки питахтик.
Hello to all the friends in the world kli. We're 10 number 14, with 10 number 14 from Petah Tikva, Turkey, Australasia, and Moscow 10 number 7. And from Eilat also. Dear friends,
нам предстоит большой конгресс, очень важный, очень сильный, очень мощный.
We have a very important congress before of us, a very powerful one, and it has begun already. Now it is the very last preparation before it, and we know that what's most important is a preparation. So let's give one another confidence. And each one will agree inside of himself to enter a covenant that will allow us to reach in that Congress this Arvut, which is necessary for us in order to grow stronger, in order to turn to the Creator with one prayer, and to prove that everyone is ready to give himself to the friends, for the sake of the friends. Let's turn this lesson to the most powerful preparation possible for the success of this great and important Congress, L'chaim.
מהו המעלה של כריתת ברית? כי לכאורה,
Rabash, Article 31, what is the making of the covenant in the work? What is the benefit of making a covenant, since it seems that apparently it is unnecessary? Why are they making a covenant between them? Because they agree that they should love each other, but because they obviously love each other, what does making the covenant add to us? It is said, since there are times that they reach a state that each sees the other, that he does not treat him right. Therefore, he will hate the other. And when he makes a covenant with him, it means that even if he sees that he does not behave properly with him, he goes above reason, saying, because I made a covenant with him, I will not break it. It follows that the covenant is not for the present, but for the future, since it is possible that the love between them would cool down. Therefore, they make a covenant so that the future will also be as it is now, in the present.
We woke up this morning, we embraced and wanted to give pleasure to the Creator, that the Creator will enjoy our work. And many times, friends, we have tried, we exerted, we wanted, and it's never late, never too late. And the light will always illuminate according to our desire. That's why we're asking you not to waste even a minute. Here and now, we want to make a covenant. Nothing scares us, nothing will stand in our way. At least in this morning lesson, we receive the Torah. That's why in this covenant between us, right now, we're asking you in the tens that each one will try to depict the making of the covenant. What's his responsibility? The best, if we succeed or we don't succeed, we're going to ask the Creator to help us. This is the word of the Arvut, where each one in Israel became responsible for each other. Because the Torah was only given to them after each and every one was asked if he agrees to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others to the full extent. Meaning that each one in Israel will take upon himself to care and to work for each and every member of the nation, to fulfill every need, no less than what was given to man about caring himself for himself. We're asking the tens to make a covenant between the friends, and that the Creator will help us here and now. After that, tell us about the covenant in the ten. So in the tens, we're now depicting what is the making of the covenant. We're signing this covenant. We're making it practically. We're asking the creators to help us. We're asking the Creator to help us, and then we're telling each other about it until we all become one. Please.
Kola described it very beautifully. Every moment that you get up and you have an opportunity, it's never too late, he said. Yes. And to make the covenant, to demand from the Creator, from the friends, from myself, to connect everyone together, it's very true.
We have to care for everyone, to fulfill every need to the full extent, no less than the amount that he, or the extent that he cares for himself. That's my commitment for you. With every word I say, I feel that the need for the Creator's help, even to have the inclination towards that, and certainly to really do it. This is the need. This is what we need, to care for each and every one of you, to have everything you need to the full extent, that I will care about it no less than what I care for myself. That's what it says.
Indeed, if you read that, you realize how much making a covenant is something that is illogical. It's unclear how you can reach a state. Only the Creator can really help an obligated person. And this is the commitment that to reach a state where each one can give everything that he has to every needy person. It's something that is inconceivable even, because one simply doesn't care for the keeping of his own body, and he's certain that 600,000 loyal lovers are standing around him. So at least I would like to give you such a feeling of confidence that there are loyal lovers around each friend, and they stand ready to care for him. And that even if it is just a game, the Creator will help us to turn this game into something that is truly happening from the heart.
Signing the covenant, making this covenant in the heart, means it's the place where we're connected, the upper force delves between us and gives us this sign of proof for the state that we must be in. What am I committing to? No, there is no committing in the question. But what I do want to say that is that I commit, even when this, when I don't feel this state, I'll do as much as I can to go above reason and to seem to behave and to act as if this state is still there, even though it's not felt, maybe, in my mind and heart.
Yes, every moment that the Creator awakens me, I pledge to invest it in you, to awaken you, to pass on to you all of my inspiration, my excitement and importance.
It means to care for you like children, like my kids. They're always in my heart, always in my mind, and God forbid if something happens to them, then even more than that, to feel you that way. I want to say I'm committing to that. I know that actually I'm in it already. But once again, without the Creator's help, there's no point in saying it at all. It's just empty words. I'm embarrassed to say them. But it is clear that there is a Creator in this story. There is a force that may help me do it. So for this reason, out in the open, I can say, I am committing. And with such a connection, this is a connection I'm committed to be in. Just like I care for my kids and I love them, for me to care and love you.
It's very clear how much the Creator has to be there. We have to obligate the Creator to help us to keep the covenant, even if there is a feeling of exaltedness, like yesterday we had a special meeting of the 10 before the friends would travel to Kiev before the Congress, and there was this moment of an uplifted spirit. So if there is a time of will, we talked about it yesterday, it's the Creator who is keeping this time of will, and He has to maintain this time of will. The arvut between us must be in that we will not stop demanding. We won't stop demanding from the Creator this situation. We won't stop demanding that He will be the guarantor for it, because if He will not be the guarantor, then one day we're up, the next day we're down, and we can't hold on.
I'll repeat what we said over there, as we said in that 10. We're making this covenant till the final correction of our 10, of the whole group, the world group, by always seeing the greatness of the friends, never their faults. We'll always connect what happens to us to their sonos besides Him, until in the final correction, the Creator Himself will testify over our covenant.
In an hour, we're going to Kiev, and our whole heart is full of joy that our friends are waiting for us, and the friends who are here are also in joy and accompanying us the entire path. And the covenant between us is the Creator, because we are traveling or